Hello and welcome to Live Sports FM. I'm Jonathan Pinfield and we're here for the official launch of the Aegon Ilkley Trophy 2017 that's taking place here at Ilkley Lawn Tennis and Squash Club from the 17th and the 25th of June. And what we're going to be doing in today's programme is going behind the scenes to find out some of the people who make the tournament happen. It's one of the showpiece events on the ATP Challenger Tour, and we've got record prize money of $250,000 this year. And I'm delighted to say that the first person joining me here today is the Assistant Tournament Director, Alan Cutts. Alan, thanks for joining us. You've even sorted the weather out for us.
Yeah, no problem. We thought we'd get the weather ready as well.
Firstly, before we chat a bit about your role, just reflections on last year, because I think everyone's agreed that it was a great success. It's picked up a number of awards as well. What sort of feedback have you had to the success of last year's tournament?
We just had fantastic feedback from everybody involved. We got a huge amount of volunteers who are all coming back this year. Players' feedback was fantastic. I don't think anywhere plays with the same backdrop we've got here. Yeah, we won a Bradford Sports Award for Sporting Moment. And obviously the prize money is now almost trebled, therefore I think we're doing a good job.
And I know when I spoke to you at the end of the tournament alongside Charlie Maunder, you said, well, the planning starts more or less straight away. So tell us what you've been doing over the last few months.
Oh, I know you guys can't see, but we've already started today. The marquee is being built. It's bigger and better. I mean, we kind of know what we're doing now. So it's just making it bigger and better. Simple as that. We've been meeting every month since the moment we finished last time round, and I think we'll be ready a little bit quicker this time and get to enjoy some tennis for myself, I hope, this time.
Well, I'm thinking all the time I've known you, John, this is the first time I've actually seen you sitting down, because you're usually always bombing around doing something. Just give us a bit of an overview of your role as Assistant Tournament Director.
So as Charlie Maunder's assistant, I'm basically just picking up on all the jobs that are happening on site. It's very player-based, so players need lots of things all the time. So just making sure they're getting what they need, getting to drivers, getting to places, dealing with any requests that they need. Also making sure the courts are ready, panicking if it's raining, sorting that out. But yeah, a lot of time spent with players and making sure they get what they want. And most importantly, they get their prize money at the end of the day, which they seem quite keen on coming to see me about.
Now, I don't know if this is an official title, but I'm going to give it to you anyway, because you're the head stringer as well here, making sure that all the players' rackets are optimised for the performance. You've got a racket with you now. Just tell us a bit about the players' needs, particularly Ilkley, where you might be one of the first grass tournaments they play of the season, coming from the clay court. What kit have you got, and how do you respond to the players' needs?
So we have a team of stringers from Babolat who come and they're working our foyer. They're doing 50 to 80 restrings a day. Players will be experimenting, so they'll be asking for different tensions, and the guys will be providing that. They string a racket in about 20 minutes. Some players want rackets fresh for every match. Some want them just as and when they break, so we just make sure that's all facilitated. All their string and stuff they bring themselves, so we just stick it in and give them what they want.
You've brought a racket with you now, Alan. Just tell us about the one that you've got and what modifications could be made to a racket like this.
All the players will have theirs. We've got with us the head speed, as used by Djokovic. Players will add weight to the top, and the string tension can vary massively. So the looser the strings, the harder the hits. The tighter the strings, the more control they'll have. And they may experiment a bit with grip sizes and things as well, putting extra grips on just to make them more comfortable.
I know that everyone here at Ilkley is very proud of the fact that it's a very family-friendly tournament. When you come here, it feels like you are part of an extended family, not just amongst the staff team, but the volunteers. There's very little distinction between the staff and volunteers because you're all working together as one team, through to everyone who's here from the media and the spectators as well. What makes this tournament special for you?
I think you've summed it up, really. The fact that we do it all together, we do it as a club. A lot of events of this size are run independently by a company. We do it all. Charlie Maunder is our club manager. I'm the rackets manager, so we're heavily involved. We know a lot of volunteers we know, so, you know, we all know each other. We do it as a sort of family event and as a big team together. And that all comes together on the Friday night when we have a party of the volunteers, and that's a good night as well. We get everyone together. And I think 80% of the volunteers are club members, so they know the place inside out, so it works really well together.
If anyone listening now thinks they might like to find out more about the Ilkley Trophy or perhaps come along, what would you do to encourage them to come down and watch some great tennis?
If you're keen on getting tickets, I'd go to our website, which is iltsc.co.uk or email volunteers at iltsc.co.uk.
Well, Alan, I know you're going to be really busy throughout the tournament, but you know I'll be one of the people scurrying behind you quite a lot throughout the tournament, asking you for various random things, but you're always the first to help and sort out any of our requirements, so that's greatly appreciated, and I hope you get a chance to enjoy the tournament as well as working hard.
Brilliant, thank you, and look forward to seeing you in a couple of weeks.
Alan Cutts there, that is the Assistant Tournament Director here at the Ilkley Trophy, taking place between the 17th and the 25th of June. Well, we're sat out on the balcony overlooking Centre Court here at Ilkley Tennis Club. The marquee is just being put up in the background. I was going to say there's a cat there. It looks more like a tiger to me. I'm not quite sure. And I'm delighted to be joined by the club's Assistant General Manager, Lucy Steele. Lucy, thanks for joining us and thanks for sorting the weather out. It's a lovely day.
Oh, isn't it gorgeous? Yeah, let's just hope it lasts.
And is it like this all the time at Ilkley Tennis Club?
Oh, the sun always shines here, yes. No, unfortunately not. Unfortunately, obviously, we do have some rain, but hopefully not this week.
Well, we're looking forward to the Ilkley Trophy. There are going to be hundreds of competitors. There are going to be thousands in attendance as spectators as well. And your responsibility is to make sure that everyone has a good time throughout the trophy. So tell us what you're going to be doing over the course of the event.
Okay, so I'll be welcoming lots of you in and out. So I'll be in the tent to welcome you. I'll also be in the hospitality marquee, so I'll be hosting some of the days there, particularly Ladies' Day. So helping just everybody to have a great time there, helping with the entertainment and just generally, as you say, just making sure everything runs smoothly and just assisting Charlie, the tournament director and general manager, as much as I can.
You mentioned there the entertainment. Of course, this year you've built on the success of last year's trophy by adding some more elements to it.
Yes, we have, yeah. So we've got a lot more for everybody. So we're going to have more games available for the children as well if they don't want to play tennis all the time or don't want to spectate. We will have a lot more live entertainment as well. So we've got a baby grand piano from Yorkshire Pianos, which not only looks beautiful, but obviously sounds beautiful too. So we've invited a lot of the members to come and play throughout the tournament. We've got lots of professional live entertainment as well in the evenings. So, yeah, there's just a lot more going on.
So you're going to be running an APT Challenger Tour event, but at the same time, all the facilities are going to be open to the members as well. We've got a gym and we've got health and fitness facilities here as well. So I guess that's an interesting balancing act, making sure that the tournament runs smoothly, but it's also business as usual for the members as well.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. We don't want to stop anybody from their normal routine of being able to come to the gym or the classes that there might be. They might be slightly limited compared to normal, but it's a very interesting dynamic to make sure that we get it right. But it's important that we do so that everybody is able to continue to use the club as normal.
When we spoke to some of the players off court last season, some had been coming for the second year, and asked them what made this so special. They just said it was just such a friendly atmosphere. What do you think you and your friends and colleagues do at Ilkley to make that atmosphere feel so friendly?
Well, I think the atmosphere here is always like that anyway, and there is a great sort of family feel around the staff and also obviously the members as well, that we all know each other so well. But also it's just Ilkley, isn't it, as well? Ilkley's such a great town, and all the people generally here are lovely and welcoming and friendly. So I don't think it's necessarily all down to us. I think it's the community.
Something in the air and in the water, perhaps, yeah, that makes it special. Now, finally, I know you're going to be working hard throughout the trophy and looking after guests and spectators. Are you looking forward to hopefully seeing some good tennis as well?
Absolutely. I'm hoping that, yeah, I'll get the opportunity to watch some of it whilst running around. But, yeah, really, really looking forward to it. Very excited about some of the players that we could be getting.
Well, on behalf of everyone at Live Sports FM, I just want to thank you, Lucy, for making us feel so welcome every year. That's the club's Assistant General Manager, Lucy Steer, there, chatting to us about some of the things that she's going to be doing. Forgot to ask her if she's going to be putting in a wildcard entry, actually, and going into the women's draw, but perhaps we'll find out whether she's going to be competing as well. But great to hear you, Lucy. The sun's still shining and a wonderful out here on the terrace. Well, the courts are looking resplendent here at the Ilkley Tennis Club. And one of the reasons for that is that the head groundsman, Richard Lord, or probably just better known to most of us as Lordy, I think for the time I've been coming here, you've just been known to everyone as Lordy. This is your responsibility. It's looking in pretty good nick at the moment.
Yeah, they're looking very good at the minute. We've put a lot of time and effort into making them as good as we can get them, and with another 4 weeks to go, we've got room for improvement, and the weather hopefully is on our side, so... Yeah, all looking good.
Now, I remember when I spoke to you this time last year and said, how's it been? It was completely different because we'd had one of the worst winters on record, and you were doing a lot of firefighting to make sure the courts were in pristine condition. So, presumably, has this year's running been a bit easier?
Yeah, this year's winter has been a lot easier without having two floods of 4 foot of water on your grass courts. Builders, rubble and granite and grit all over the place to get rid of. Nice dry winter and a good spring, so preparations have been good this year.
And I remember towards the end of summer you were hosting grass court tournaments as well. So once the grass court season finishes, tell us what happens in the intervening months.
So once the grass courts close, sort of usually towards the end of September, there's the preparations of scarifying, getting rid of any dead grass that's in there, reseeding and reseeding all the baselines, and then just general maintenance of them, cut them throughout the winter once or twice a month, and everything else is, you know, all the other areas to do and plenty of other maintenance to keep us busy.
And give us an overview of the court's layout this season, because obviously we've got the centre court that we just sat above now, but we've also got a number of showpiece courts as well. We've even got some of the members out hitting balls in front of us as well.
Yeah, so we've got the centre court directly below us, then behind that one is court one. And to the far left will be another show court with a bigger stand, court two. Next to that one, court three. Behind is court four and five. And the bottom tier, there will be four practice courts for the players to practice on before they get onto their matches.
From our vantage point, it looks in pristine condition, but can you look after all the courts in a uniform way, or do different elements of the layout pose specific challenges?
No, we treat them all the same, so they're all have the same grass seed, they're all sort of cut the same length, so it's all to be exactly the same as, you know, your centre court, really. There's no, you know, no difference.
And you're also overseeing the infrastructure in and around the grounds as well, so we've got a VIP marquee being set up as we speak. Just give us a bit of an overview of some of the other responsibilities that you've got leading up to the tournament and throughout.
Well, with the other lads that we've got helping us, we've got the field to prepare for a car park, which is going on at the minute. So, and yeah, any other general maintenance, there's occasionally hedges to cut, paths to build. It's pretty much anything inside, maintenance inside, outside, even changing toilet seats and changing light bulbs. So it's not just grass that we concentrate on, it's pretty much everything.
I remember, unfortunately, last year we had a couple of days where we had some downpours and the courts were rain affected, and when we were on commentary we were saying the covers are going to have to come on. They're on. And they seem to be on literally about 2 seconds. Is that something that you practice beforehand?
No, we don't really practice it, because at the moment we want a bit of rain on them, so it's more or less pull them on and that's it. Pull them on as quick as you can, put them up, and yeah, because they only came in about 2-3 weeks ago, did the covers, so it's not something we have all year, so we can't really practice it. And some of the lads still have other jobs and come to help out, take the week off work to help us, so it's all just on from that Saturday onwards.
The one thing that you can't control, of course, is the weather. And do you get mid-range forecast from the Met Office? Have you always got half an eye on what the forecast is going to be, or do you think, well, it's going to happen anyway, you just deal with it when it comes?
No, I'll be looking at my phone most of the day, sort of on the apps that I've got, and watching the rain radars to see where it's coming, and generally where we are, we can either be very lucky with the weather, it'll go either side of the valley that we're in, or we'll get it all, and then we know about it.
Now, of course, we're basking here in glorious sunshine. If we got a few weeks really good weather leading up to the tournament, does that pose any specific challenges or issues that we've had so much sun?
Not as such. We'll just have to irrigate the grass more, but No, it'll provide, help the grass, it'll make the bounce better, sort of keep them drier, and we'll just irrigate to sort of stop them drying out too much.
Finally, Lordy, everyone we speak to say it's a great family atmosphere and it's a special tournament to be part of. From your point of view, what makes the Aegon Ilkley Trophy so special?
I think it's just seeing the amazing tennis players that are coming to our, what used to be a small Ilkley club, which is now a big club, and seeing the place full and stands full. And, yeah, that's pretty much it, really. It's just getting them playing on the grass courts, and hopefully they enjoy it.
Well, we can hear the marquee going up behind us. Lord, you might have to just bob down and oversee and make sure it doesn't need to be a foot to the left or the right, but we're going to look forward to your company throughout the trophy, and thanks for joining us today.
No, thank you very much.
You're listening to Live Sports FM with me, Jonathan Pinfield, and as I've said, we're on the roof terrace here overlooking Centre Court at the Ilkley Tennis Club. And possibly one of the busiest men for the Aegon Ilkley Trophy this year is alongside me now. He's going to be part of our commentary team on Live Sports FM, alongside his wife Karen, who's going to be involved in the official photography for the trophy. And he's also involved, I'm going to say the official transport for the tournament, but he's actually got a tuk-tuk. What's a tuk-tuk, you might be asking? Well, we're going to find out in a minute. But I'm talking about, of course, the one and only Andrew Ross. Andrew, thanks for joining us on a lovely day. It's going to be another busy week and a bit for you.
Oh, thanks a lot, Jonathan. Yeah, lovely day indeed here at Overlooking Centre Court. I hope it's like this for the tournament. But yeah, looking forward to the tournament, looking forward to a lot of involvement both with yourselves and with the photography. And if I can transport a few people round in my little tuk-tuk, that'd be an added bonus.
We've got to talk about that now. It's just parked down in position A, I have to say, in the reserved VIP slot there in front of the clubhouse. So you might have seen Andrew bobbing about in this along Ilkley and the Moors, but the obvious question is, what is a tuk-tuk and why are you driving one around Ilkley?
Well, a tuk-tuk, for all of those who've been to Thailand or India or in many, many parts of Italy as well, it's a three-wheeled motorised rickshaw, for want of a better description. Mine is a Piaggio Ape Calasino. Ape means wasp, and I think from here you can tell it does look a little bit like a wasp. It's certainly waspish anyway, and it comfortably transports two passengers in the back on a lovely little cream leatherette sofa up and down the back lanes of the Dales.
Now, the one or two games that overran a bit last year, and I looked over to you with a bit of a rooted expression and said, oof, I'm a bit worried here, Andrew. I think I'm going to miss my train. And you just put your arm around me and said, don't panic.
Well, if I can help somebody get from here to the train station in desperate measures, then, I've got the transport. I'm sure you enjoyed your ride anyway, didn't you?
It was brilliant. And you've also been doing that with members, spectators, and also the players here as well, because you've also been involved in supporting and giving hospitality to the players in the past.
Well, yeah, transported a few of the players, those who came up and said, any chance of a lift to the station or up to the hotel or the digs, or one or two just said, any chance of a little poodle round Ilkley and just show us your lovely town. So, if anybody fancies coming along and I'm not too busy with the photography or the commentary, yeah, I'll give him a little ride round. No problem.
One of the reasons you're so busy, Andrew, is that you're a member here at Ilkley Tennis Club. From a member's perspective, what's the club like?
Well, I mean, the club has changed beyond all recognition the last 3 or 4 years. I mean, I'm a rackets-only member, and I tend only to play tennis. But it's a fabulous club. The facilities are second to none. The setting is absolutely unique, I think. A lot of the players last year just said, what a beautiful spot and a lovely setting. The club members, I'm not sure what kind of numbers there are actually, but there seems to be hundreds and hundreds to me these days. They're a good bunch of people, there's a good social scene, and I think it's a well-run club as well. The new facilities they've built, the gym, just seems to have taken off incredibly well. I know many, many people who've joined the gym here, and the outside grass courts have improved a lot, obviously, for the tournaments they've had to. And it's just an excellent facility, and it just seems to be getting better and better.
We've also briefly mentioned that alongside your wife, Karen, you're part of the official photography crew here at the Ilkley Trophy. How exciting is that for Karen and yourself? I know it's a lot of hard work, but you must get some great shots as well.
Well, it is. It's hard work in a sense, but we're tennis fans, both of us, big tennis fans. So to one thing, obviously, we get courtside seats. We get prime position, we get the ability to go around and meet players, meet officials, take some really good shots from interesting angles. and we've got free run of the place. We have to take a lot of photographs, but it's worth it. We've basically earmarked the entire week for the tournament, so probably most days we're both going to be here taking lots and lots of snaps.
And you're going to be part of our commentary team too. You joined us last year. How much did you enjoy commentating here above Centre Court? I mean, we had a great vantage point, didn't we?
Oh, it was tremendous. I mean, I remember the first time you asked me to do it, and I think I was like a rabbit in headlights. But I think after about second or third time, I felt, you know, I had something worthwhile to say. I mean, fortunately, I do know quite a bit about tennis. I play a lot, and I am interested in the game. It is actually my favourite sport. So on occasions, I can say something relevant and fairly interesting on occasions.
Well, I don't think I'm breaking any confidences, Andrew, to say the ink hasn't quite dried on the contract yet. We're still in advanced negotiations, yeah. But that's one of the reasons that we're meeting here today. Finally, a question I've been asking everyone is, everyone talks about the family atmosphere at the Aegon Ilkley Trophy. For you, what makes the trophy such a special part of the tennis calendar for you?
Well, it's just a fabulous event for the town. It puts the town on the map. It gives everybody in the town a chance to get together, watch some top-quality sport. I mean, there's some excellent players play at Ilkley, but when you see these guys and girls coming to play in the trophy, you suddenly realise how stellar these people are. And, you know, I mean, most of these people, I couldn't even get a point off. You know, I wouldn't even be able to return their serve, and I'm sure that's the same for most members of the club. So the ability to see people who are in the top, say, 50 or top 100 players in the world is absolutely fabulous. It is a great family atmosphere. The facilities are great. There's lots of parking. There's good access. Ilkley's a nice place to stay for visitors who are coming in and fancy watching it for a few days. It's just a really, really top attraction for the town.
Well, you can't wait. I can't wait either. I know last year I really enjoyed working alongside. You know, we got some great feedback to your commentaries as well. So next time me and you are together, Andrew, it'll be Centre Court and there'll be some top tennis.
Looking forward to it. Really am. Can't wait.
There you go. Thanks there to Andrew Ross here in the roof terrace above Centre Court. Looking forward to the Aegon Ilkley Trophy 2017, which, of course, takes place between the 17th and the 25th of June. Well, we've moved out onto the show courts now for what's probably one of the most important aspects of the tournament, and that's the way that everyone works together as part of the ball crew. So we've got four members of the ball crew here, all from Ilkley Grammar School. I'm just going to get them to introduce themselves.
Hi, my name's Finn.
Hi, I'm Lily.
Hi, I'm Amelia.
Hi, I'm Laura.
Now, Laura, let's come to you first, because you're the odd one out here. Why is that?
I didn't do it last year.
So what sort of training have you had to do so far to make sure that you're going to be part of the ball crew this year?
I've had to just make sure I know all the basics, and I've made sure that I know all the scoring, so I know which side the balls need to be at.
Looking forward to it?
Yeah.
Now, for you three, of course, who've been involved last year, what was it like last year?
It was really good, and everybody had a really good time, and it was nice to see all the players playing tennis, and you could learn how to play tennis if you hadn't played tennis before.
What was the most enjoyable aspect for you?
All of it. I really enjoyed all of it, and being out on the courts and seeing people that you knew from like the tennis, and it's just everything's really enjoyable.
Now, your job's quite hard because in some respects you're not supposed to be seen, but yeah. You're always bombing about. Give us a few top tips for the perfect ball roll between you and your partner.
Well, it's got to be like flat so it doesn't bounce, but then it's also got to be quick at the same time so it reaches your partner in time.
Can it ever be too quick?
If it's too quick, the person won't be able to pick it up if he's rolling more than one at a time, so you've got to judge it. Really?
And I'm going to put you on the spot here. What was your catch rate like, do you reckon? Was it up at 100%? Did you catch everyone, do you reckon?
Not 100%, but probably about in the 90s.
Well, that's pretty impressive. What about you? Was it in the 90s for you?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, yeah. Sounds like we've got Team A here. So what are you most looking forward to in this year's tournament?
Just seeing the good players coming in and just enjoying it, because it is a very fun time and you just get to be with all your friends, and it's good to be on Centre Court because everyone's there, so it's just nice to be seen there. Yeah.
Well, we'll be commentating here at the Ilkley Trophy. We'll make sure that we give you all a shout out, and we'll be the first to commentate if you drop one as well. So thanks for joining us, and I hope you enjoy the tournament.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, we've moved inside now from the roof terrace overlooking Centre Court into the tournament office, and I'm joined by the tournament director, Charlie Maunder, and we've got a live sports from exclusive Charlie, because we've also got the latest addition to the tournament team. Tell us who we've also got with us.
Yeah, this is one of my twins, Gracie, who's having to spend a bit of time with Daddy, so we're just doing an interview, and she's actually trying to grab the microphone right now, but because it looks fun, doesn't it? Yeah.
It's that sporting competitive instinct that you've bred into, I think, Charlie. Now, when we met a couple of years ago and you invited me into the office, one of the things you said is we've got some big, ambitious plans for Ilkley Trophy and we're confident it's going to become a mainstay on the Challenger Tour. Just give us a quick overview of the rapid expansion of the Aegon Ilkley Trophy over the last couple of years.
I think it's been fantastic. I think, you know, to be in our third year and to be established with the event we are sort of pays credit to the ambition of the club, not just in the last 3 years, but for many years to have a tournament of this level. And then for the members and staff to come together and be able to produce the event is pretty fantastic. Quite special, really. And I think, you know, looking forward to this year being no different.
And, of course, that's been recognised as well by the Tour, who've announced record prize money for this year.
Yeah, they do tell me that it's the highest prize money in the world for a combined event, which sounds quite scary. But yeah, it'll be interesting. We'll see what that brings player-wise, and we'll see what it brings expectation-wise. And yeah, we'll have some fun and put it on. And yeah, we'll be good, and we'll look to establish it over the next couple of years.
Everyone says what family-friendly tournament the Ilkley Trophy is. Epitomised right now with your daughter. For you, what makes the trophy so special?
I think the atmosphere of the club, the real buy-in, having 200 members, having the members of the club volunteering and feeling that it's part of their club for the week. I think the club has expanded to a level where it isn't the members run small hut club anymore. It's a members club at the heart, and it's run by a team of staff in conjunction with it. And this week really gives the members to help out, and you know, on the car park and sort of volunteer driving, and get to real close contact with some of these players that they only ever see on the telly at Wimbledon, and some of the personalities from yesteryear as well that are coaching. And it's just really good, and the buzz around it and what they're willing to do is fantastic.
Well, Charlie, you've got your hands full with Gracie now. I know you're going to have your hands full throughout the tournament as well, but thanks for inviting us along to today's launch event where the media have been in attendance, and we can't wait for the tournament to start.
No, fantastic. We'll see you in the week. It should be good.
Well, thanks to tournament director Charlie Maunder there, giving us a little sneak preview of this year's Aegon Ilkley Trophy. Well, of course, last year's trophy was widely acclaimed and also won the Bradford Sports Awards for the best sports event of the year. And I was fortunate enough after the event to speak to the chairman, Stephen Hepplethwaite.
We were lucky with the amount of effort we had from all the volunteers. We had 150, which really made the tournament voted the most friendly tournament in the UK by the players. So that was a major success for us. It went stunningly well, and we were really pleased everybody had such a good time. And we were particularly pleased that we got 1,800 children starting to play tennis, introduced them during that week, and hopefully a good proportion of those are keeping it going.
And within a very short space of time, it's become established as one of the leading tournaments on the ATP Challenger Tour, an amazing success.
It is, yes, we're very lucky. We work very closely with the LTA. They've trusted us to run the tournament, and hopefully we've proved that trust has been worthwhile. The feedback we've had from the players, the spectators, and everybody that's involved has been really positive. I think that's helped make the success. One of the things that's been really pleasing for us is that the players, even when they get knocked out, they love to stay. They love Yorkshire, they love the scenery, they can't believe it. So we find that we're as busy at the end of the week as we are at the beginning of the week, and it's just a credit to everybody involved.
and a large team of volunteers making it happen.
Indeed, yes. Well, last year it was 150, this year we're going to 200 volunteers, and that's right, not just volunteers from our club, but from local clubs as well, from schools and scouts groups and Bradford as well. So we just got a great mix of people, and there's a community spirit, and at the end of the day, it's a sports event, it should be fun, and it is fun, and it's made fun because we have so much voluntary help.
The competition keeps getting bigger every year with more media exposure and players from all around the world attending. And it must be difficult to scale up an event like that, but I know that you've often said that the integrity of what happens and the values that Ilkley Tennis Club have got throughout the year remain true throughout the 10 days as well.
They do, yes. I mean, we want this to be a friendly tournament. I mean, we want to run it professionally. We want to keep it non-corporate. So to do that, it's a mixture of having volunteers but running it professionally behind the scenes. So, you know, the players are coming because they like Yorkshire, they like the atmosphere and they like the welcome, and they like the fact that they can play on 14 grass courts, you know, because this is all about for them getting ready for Wimbledon. Last year, you know, the men's winner, Mr. Liu, did really well. He got through the third round, and we hope that same happens this year.
And of course, in terms of the support that you get from Aegon Tennis and from the ATP, there have been wild cards, as you've said, given to the winners and also other players who've appeared at the Ilkley Trophy through to Wimbledon. And the ATP have also recognised the significance of the tournament by increasing the prize money for 2017 with a record prize money. So 2017 set to be bigger and better than ever before.
I think, yes, you're absolutely right. The men's prize money has moved from $50,000 to $150,000. And that means points, you know, and points obviously gets them up on their world rankings. And the ladies has moved from $50,000 to $100,000. So that's a really big vote of confidence. With that extra money, you know, it goes to the players, and along with it comes points. So it makes it a worthwhile venue for them, you know, to come to Ilkley. So our total prize money now, $250,000, which makes Ilkley Aegon Challenger the highest valued challenger in the world, which is an amazing coup for Ilkley, for Yorkshire, and we're very proud to be part of it.
And finally, Stephen, what can players and spectators expect from the Ilkley Trophy this time round?
Well, I hope they can expect slightly better weather, because the first 2 years we've had have been not so good. It's moving back 1 week later in the year. We're putting on more food courts. There'll be more spectator seating available, and there'll be a good traditional Yorkshire welcome for everybody that comes.